You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUX, Richland College, or the DCCD. I was going to make a vow not to talk about Obamacare today, but I had the opportunity to review briefly the president's speech in Boston. I've also heard a number of clips on the news, and I had some comments on it that I just have to get out there. The president is knocking insurance carriers. There's some bad apples out there. But what he's not really confronting is the bad apples, or the rotten to the core, Obamacare. It's not that it doesn't have more essential benefits. It does. And it's not that it doesn't cover people with pre-existing condition. That's not the problem, ladies and gentlemen. The problem are the prices and the deductibles for those plans. People can't afford them. And the only way some people can will be with credits. But the vast majority of the American people cannot afford these designed in Washington plans. Another way to put it is in terms of cars. I'm sure there are people out here that in the United States that would love to drive a Rolls-Royce or a Bentley or the top of the line Lexus or Cadillac, but they can't. You know why? Cuz they can't afford it. And we've had a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, together with insurance companies executives that should have known better, that should have not been engaged in this conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, to destroy the existing plans of millions of Americans, not only on individual coverages, but also in group coverages. And what they did is the bureaucrats of the Health and Services Administration, headed by Secretary Sebelius, made it impossible for any existing plan today to exist. They deliberately, let me tell you a little bit about, because I used to sell individual as well as group insurance. And anyone that is in sales or runs a small business will tell you, there is a fairly high turnover year to year in plans, or there's changes to the plans. Now, the most common change by far, whether it's an individual plan or a business plan or group plan, is either raising or lowering the deductibles. So anyone in the insurance industry will tell you that. And the reason is very simple. People have a limited amount of income or resources that they can allocate for health insurance. Resources are not unlimited. So what do? Let's say I'm totally happy with a plan. It's a comprehensive medical plan with a company that pays all the claims on time, has an excellent plan. However, me and my wife work. One of us has lost the job. We can no longer afford a low deductible plan. But we like the company, we like the plan. What do we do? Well, what most intelligent consumers will do in that case is raise the deductible. They don't want to raise the deductible, but their economic situation has changed. And see, this is the problem with the whole premise of Obamacare, that the elite, the so-called elite, the progressive elite in Washington, is going to design a plan for you. It's specifically designed for you. It's not specifically designed for me. I don't need contraceptives in my plan. I don't need coverage for pregnancy. I don't want coverage for drug abuse. I don't want psychiatric or mental health. All that does is drive up the cost of any plan. It doesn't mean a plan that doesn't have that is a lousy plan. It just means it fits my situation. And that apparently does not sink in. We had a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington together conspiring behind closed doors to design these plans. And I know what happened. They kept on putting more and more and more and more. Let's put this in. Let's put that obesity counseling. What does that do? It's like buying a car. You keep adding, I want leather seats. I want the navigation system. I want this, that, and the other thing. Before you know it, the car is $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 more expensive. Or you go to a more expensive plan. See, the problem is not everyone would want a plan that covers everything. Why don't they cover oil changes? I know it's a health insurance, but why not? People need oil changes. You need oil changes to make sure your car is running and take you to the hospital or the doctor. That's silly. But that's what they're doing. They keep stacking stuff on a plan. Most people want a good comprehensive medical plan. And most of the good comprehensive medical plans have many of the things that the government is saying is essential. But I'm in the best position, not a lawyer or bureaucrat in Washington. They have two problems. When you keep adding stuff, or I say adding, it's required that your plan have this. And if it doesn't, you can't sell your existing plan. The president in his speech is saying, well, now you have exchanges. That's true. But what don't you have? You don't have all the existing plans. He's eliminating competition. That's what he's doing. He's eliminating competition. The large insurance companies conspired with the Democratic Party and the progressives to eliminate competition, because many companies have left the market. Now, I know what was going on. Many of these big companies think that they're going to get a lot more people signing up. I think they've made a big mistake, and I think they've gotten greedy, and the bureaucrats in Washington have gotten stupid, because what is happening? You can lie, and the president definitely lied to the American people. That's why his popularity is going down. They are, even his own supporters are saying, he lied to us. We can't keep our plan. I was totally satisfied with the plan. I like my plan. I like what I pay. I like the deductible. That's why I bought it. And now I can't keep it, and adding insult to injury, it's a lot more expensive. And there are two primary reasons why it's more expensive. Every plan must have all these essential benefits, even if you don't need them or want them. But more importantly, what was the one thing that the president and the people supporting this kept on saying, repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating? Well, if you have a pre-existing condition, you will be covered. No longer, for example, on individual plans can they ask you health questions. So I'll be the first one to say, yes, the primary beneficiaries will be people that have pre-existing conditions. There's only one big problem. One, those people are a walking health claim, huge claims. Those are people that have terminal diseases such as cancer, heart attack problems, history of heart disease, strokes, premature babies, for example. They're large claims. And insurance companies pay large claims if you buy the insurance before you develop the problem. That's how it works. That's like auto insurance. First you buy the insurance, and then if you get in a car accident, it's covered. You don't first have a car accident and then buy the insurance and expect them to pay it. And that analogy is true. Insurance companies are not a charity, and they're not the government. By forcing all insurance companies to have to enroll people with pre-existing conditions, that means everybody's coverage across the board will be more expensive. And the majority of people do not have pre-existing conditions. And I need to get back and put it in context. Why do we do this? There are about 318 million Americans today. We were told at the time approximately somewhere between 40 and 45 million were uninsured. They didn't have health insurance. We have Obamacare to take care of 15% of the population. Because of that, we've totally trashed the existing health insurance industry. It's not that the insurance company wants to cancel these plans. By law, they must. And that's not really true. By regulation, they must. They can't continue to sell it. Insurance companies are in the business to sell health insurance. They don't want to lose customers. They don't want to cancel your plan. They know they have to be competitive. The reason you're getting these letters is not because the insurance company wants to cancel your plan. And see, that's what the president and his underlings are doing. They're trying to shove the blame on the insurance companies when, in point of fact, ladies and gentlemen, this was the Democratic Party, the progressives, and Obama's that insisted on it. A small problem is now trashing, eliminating the existing insurance market the way it was. And as a result, what's happening? Individuals are paying a lot more, to the extent that they can even buy it, they're going to be paying a lot more, not only in premium, but in deductibles. They're not getting what they want. They don't want this abomination called Obamacare. And the same thing is happening in the group market. And as a result, premiums are going up substantially. And what's happening, many companies will be canceling their coverage and say, go to the exchanges, you're on your own. And then you're going to find out, I can't afford it. And your choice is really limited. So what I'm advocating is this, and it's up to you whether or not you want to do this. It's an individual decision. What we need to do is tell the dictators that are forcing you to spend your own money on this, to force them to back off. Now, how do you do that? You simply don't buy the insurance. You don't buy the insurance. If you're an individual, don't buy the insurance. If I were an employer, I would cancel it. Until Obamacare is repealed, if you're an individual, don't buy the insurance. If you're a small business or a large business, don't offer the insurance. And tell your employees why. And recommend that they don't buy the insurance. The only ones that I will say don't do this are the ones with the pre-existing conditions and with health problems. Buy the insurance. I encourage you, if you have medical problems, pre-existing conditions, and you really think, I must have insurance because I know I'm going to have claims, then buy the insurance. Now, why am I advocating this? If this were done for 2-3 years, I'll guarantee a couple of things. One, the premiums on those exchange plans, on those metal plans, will go up, up, and up. What you'll have is what the insurance company calls adverse selection. In other words, those people that, given their medical history, medical conditions, they want the coverage because they know they're going to have large claims. It might not be this year or next year, but they know in the near future they're going to have major claims. They're going to have another heart attack. They're going to have the cancer might come back. They might have another stroke. And that's why I say there's a reason why insurance companies in the individual market had medical underwriting and also checked with the MIB, Medical Information Bureau, as to what your history was. You see, I was in the business, and I'll give you a little case. And this happened many, many years ago. I was selling what was called a small group product, where you had the employer had 9 or less employees. The plan was excellent, reputable company, very competitive prices. So I went into this. It was sort of a mom-and-pop operation, and I told them the plan. They answered the questions. But I got a feeling that something wasn't right, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And usually this was a two-meeting sale, if you will. The initial time I would go in, I would get the basic information that I need to get a quote. And then I came back, and because they would tell me what kind of deductible they would want. I need to know their ages. So I got the quote, went back, reviewed what it would cost them. They immediately wanted to do it, filled out the application, asked the questions that I had to ask, and I submitted it. This is the only time in many years that I got, my manager came to me and said, this case has been declined, and they told me, and I'm telling you, they don't want this case in any way ever submitted again. He couldn't go into details, but I know what he was saying. This lady and gentleman were lying. They had a serious medical condition. Because what does the insurance company, what does any insurance company do? They check, one of the first things they will check is MIB, Medical Information Bureau. And when they did that, it was red flagged. Now, they didn't tell me what it was. They can't tell me what it is because that's an, frankly, didn't tell the manager other than the fact. And that never happened to me. Now, I've gotten people declined, but it usually I knew going in that they had problems. People lie, especially if they're desperate. And that apparently was what was going on. And we had a president that lied to you, saying you could keep your plan, keep your doctor, and it was going to cost you a family of four, on average, about $2,500 less. All of that are lies. And you're, if you got an individual plan today, you're finding that out. And you're remembering what he said. Not once, many, many, many times. And now what do you have? Something that's more expensive than what your existing plan is. And see, I know a lot of you say, well, listen, I don't have that problem. I work for a good company, and they provide a medical plan. Maybe they, and that's good. And there are many companies like that. Many employers are very generous in this area. And the reason's simple, their own family's on the plan. They want a good plan for their employees to keep their employees. But again, economic resources are scarce, limited. They try to get the best plan that they can afford. And what their employees can afford. You know, there's some companies where the people are making a lot of money. There are other companies that you can have dozens or hundreds or thousands of employees, but they don't make a lot of money. So what the employer will typically do is tailor a plan for his average employee, which means the deductibles are fairly low. They're typically under $1,000 or less. See, I can remember when people had $100 deductibles or $250 or $500. Most didn't want $500 or even $1,000. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you get the bronze, the silver, the gold, or the platinum, and as you go up on these tiers, the premium goes up, the deductible goes down. You're not talking about $100 or $250 or even $1,000 deductibles. On the most expensive plan, the platinum plan that most carriers are not offering, some are, but most aren't. The lowest deductible I've seen so far is $1,500. Most were $2,000 or $2,500. If you go to the bronze plan, which is the least expensive in terms of premium, the deductibles I'm seeing are $5,000, $6,000, and one I think was $6,500. I'm telling you this because most people initially are that have a limited budget, and that's most people, The best they can afford is either the bronze or silver in terms of premium. But here's the catch, and it is a catch. Those plans have $5,000 or $6,000 deductible. And what does that mean? You have to pay that first. If you got to go to the hospital, let's say for an operation, you're going to have to come up with that money first before they're going to do it. Oh, it's great that you have a bronze plan or a silver plan, but if you don't have the money, you're not going to get the operation. Remember, this is a business. And what I'm also hearing, let me explain how your choices are being limited. Most all of these plans have what's called a network, and that's a doctors, specialists, hospitals that you can go to. They're in network. In other words, they tell you, okay, here's who you can see. Well, to save money, what are they doing? They are shrinking that network and eliminating a lot of specialists. They're also eliminating what hospitals you can go to. So, yes, you might have one of these plans, but your choice of doctors, choice of hospitals, is limited. It's not going to be close by. That's why you won't be keeping your doctor. Most of you, not all of you, but most of you. So, again, the president tries to make the best case, but he's already been caught out being a big liar. He has no credibility. I don't believe a word this gentleman says. It's that bad. And you shouldn't either. Because why he was telling you could keep your plan, you know what the bureaucrats were doing in the Department of Health and Human Services, together with the IRS? They were conspiring by writing regulations that eliminated the very plans that you're getting this letter on. If you made a change, and this is a very typical change, people do this all the time. Please increase my deductible. Some will say decrease, but most of them either increase the deductible, change the deductible. That's a very common change when your policy comes up for renewal. If you did that under existing regulations that they were writing at the time, that's no longer considered a grandfathered plan. You have a new plan. It doesn't qualify, and that's why it's terminated. And they knew this. They knew this happens because people are always shopping. They're looking for bargains. Because their financial situation varies over time, and that really drives what they buy. People that are single get married. And when they get married, they usually have children. So at that point, they suddenly are very interested in the fact that a plan has maternity. If you're single male, you don't want maternity because that costs a lot of money. I can remember one client, a business client, they had the health insurance with one of the companies I represented. They had a premature baby, and I know it was several hundred thousand dollars, and the insurance company paid it. It was like I said, it was a good company. They paid the claim. Does everyone have that situation? No. But that's why they bought the insurance. And they're very glad that they did. And they're glad they had a good carrier. You see, what President Obama is trying to do and his underlings is demonize the insurance company. It's the mean, bad insurance companies that are canceling your insurance. No, it's not. It's the federal government eliminating the existing insurance market. That's what they've done. And now we have a highly regulated insurance market, the so-called exchange. It's only going to get worse, folks. See, I think this whole house of cards is going to fall, and it's going to fall hard. Because what's going to happen is people aren't going to buy it. Young people, and several young people have already asked me, what should I do? Don't buy it. Don't buy it. Listen, you don't have a job, you can't afford it, don't buy it. Do nothing. Because by doing that, it's only a matter of time before this collapses. It's a flawed design. The website is just an indication they don't know what they're doing. Because if you had asked anyone with any experience in this industry, they would have told you you're out of your mind doing it this way. You can't have $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 deductibles. But that's what they have. And there's a reason why it's that way. They don't want to deal with the small stuff. And I need to say this. I'm not against having high deductibles if you can write that check. And that's what I would tell people. Some people would say, well, what would you recommend? Take the plan with the highest deductible you can possibly afford because you'll save a lot of money. Get a comprehensive health care plan from the best companies, and there's several. There's not just one that pays their claims, has the high ratings, and you can read the plan, and it's a good plan. They're not trying to nickel and dime you. And get a, for example, get a catastrophic plan with a very, very high deductible, $5,000, $10,000, $25,000. The higher deductible you can afford. But they'll, what normally the next question is, I can't afford that. I can't write. Because they asked me, well, what's affordable? Can you write the check? Can you today write a $5,000 check? Can you today write a $10,000 check? Can you today write a $25,000 check? Now, why do I say that? Let's say you have a medical condition and your plan kicks in, but you have a very high deductible. You're going to have to write that check. And see, that is the way this Obamacare, these plans, the metal plans, work. Oh, I understand it. And for some people, it makes a lot of sense. But for most people, the overwhelming majority of American people, they can't write that check. They can't. Sad to say, but that is the truth. Many of them can't even afford the premiums for these plans because they're living in poverty or of limited income. And even the people that have good jobs, good paying jobs, it's a stretch, and they end up not only paying for themselves and their family, but all those people with pre-existing conditions. That's why the premiums are so high, and the way they're eliminating claims is by making the deductibles higher. And see, that's the test. You know, what good is it to have, let's say, the lowest premium plan, the so-called bronze plan, that doesn't qualify for any of the subsidies, and then you get sick, and you don't have the money for the $6,000 deductible. See, insurance is not the be-all, end-all. What this is really about is access to good health care. Let me say that again. It's access to good health care. And what is the key thing that gives you access? The ability to pay. If you can't pay to the deductible, guess what? You're not going to get treated. What good is it having a bronze plan that you pay $100 or $150 a month? You're paying over $1,000 to $2,000 or $3,000 a year, depending on whether it's just you, what your age is, and if there's a spouse and children involved, you'd be paying a lot more. What good is it to have that plan if most of your medical bills you're going to be paying with the deductibles? See, that was the reason I would give this advice, because the insurance company will tell you, ideally, we don't want to mess with these small claims. There's a lot of paperwork involved. It doesn't make sense. We would much prefer having exactly what Obamacare has designed, have high deductibles. There are three problems with Obamacare. They've added a lot of essential benefits that most people don't need. Some do, some don't. They made sure that everybody with a pre-existing condition can get coverage, no questions asked. And third, as a result of that, the premium is much higher and the deductible is much higher. So the insurance companies, they love it. Obamacare loves it. What's the problem? The problem is, the overwhelming majority of American people don't want it. It's an unsalable product. It's too expensive. It was designed to be too expensive. And the only way to get the premiums down is to raise those deductibles. So what's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen if all the young people that they were counting on enrolling, don't enroll. Two things are going to happen. The premium, the first anniversary of this of these plans, and that'll be January of 2015. Everybody that is enrolling now will get a renewal notice. And what's going to happen? The premiums are going to go up significantly. Number two, probably the deductibles are going to go up. But the first thing will go up will be the premiums. And then you're going to hear screaming. And that will happen again the next year. What's going on? It's called adverse selection or the death spiral. And it can happen real quick. Because what happens is these insurance companies that have taken all these people with pre-existing condition are going to be hit with claim after claim after claim. And they got to pay the bills. They will have no choice but to increase the premium rates. And that's what's going to happen. This Obamacare needs to be repealed. Forget about defunded for a minute. We need to go back to the old system. Now, are there things in the old system that can be improved? Yes, there are a lot of things that can be improved. The problem has been, for decades, is the progressive Democrats want single payer. That's their goal. That is their agenda. This is just a stepping stone. And the first big step was to trash or destroy the existing insurance market. Kill all the existing plans. Ladies and gentlemen, they've succeeded at that. First, all the individual plans go. Not all at once. There are a few that will still meet the grandfather provisions. But within 3 to 4 years, all existing plans will be gone. The next step is the group market. All existing plans will be gone, and you'll have to comply with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare provisions, which means the premiums for those plans will go up. They have to go up because they're including a lot of services that are not in the plan. And see, the difference between group and individual in a group plan, it's not medically underwritten. Usually there may be one question or two. So in a group plan, they got to take everybody. But the problem you get, if you have, it doesn't take many, if you have several people that have serious pre-existing conditions, it's only a matter of a year or two before the insurance carrier becomes aware of that. And when your renewal comes up, it will be much higher. See, what they want to do is eliminate all the group plans. That's what's next. They want to force businesses, and some are already doing it, to tell their employees, sorry, we're no longer going to be offering group coverage. In other words, telling their employees, if you want health insurance, go to the health exchange. You see, they're eliminating your choices. That's what they're doing. Their ultimate goal is a monopoly, where the only entity you can go for coverage is the government. The single payer is the government. They're eliminating private enterprise. They're eliminating consumer sovereignty. They're eliminating free choice. This is a direct assault on your freedom and your liberties. And don't be fooled by what the president is trying to do. He knows his popularity is going down and down and down. This is just the start of it. And this is his only real legacy. And it's a disaster in the making. It's not popular. I think he's going to be one of the most despised presidents in the history of the United States. Because he's messing with people's lives. Literally their lives. People make plans. People know their financial situation. They have certain preferences, certain priorities. They have budgets, and they budget a certain amount of money to take care of health care. And that means they spend a certain amount of money, first for health insurance if they buy it individually, or they set aside money to cover deductibles and co-payments. And they've shopped for a plan that, at least up to now, for most of them, like 85-90%, were satisfied with. Now they're being told to their insurance carrier that they no longer can keep their plans. It's not the insurance carrier's fault. The fault of that is the President of the United States and his bureaucrats of the Health and Human Services Department have written regulations that makes it impossible for the insurance companies to continue your plan, even if you want it. And with few exceptions, I will say most insurance companies would rather you keep your existing plan. They're not trying to get rid of you. They're in business. They need a large pool of people to make the health insurance business work. And everyone knows, including them and including you, most people don't have claims. Just think about that. Most people don't have claims. That's the same for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. Most people will go years or decades before they have a claim. Now, in some instances, you know, I've worked for companies where I've had health insurance. And really, the only time I would use it was either an annual physical or some, you know, I might have a cold or something that a minor conditions is what I'm trying to say. It's really just all it is a doctor visit, and the doctor might prescribe something. No major surgery, no major operations, no stays in the hospital. And even those were few and far between. Usually I paid for that, even though I had the usually terrific coverage. And that's just reality. The president is trying to get out of a lie by trying to demonize the insurance companies. And it's bad salesmanship, because I'll tell you something, you don't tell people that they had a lousy plan. And that's what he's saying when there are a few bad apples out there. And I'll be the first to say, yeah, there are a few carriers that I wouldn't do business with. But most people don't do business with them either. Most people believe and do have good coverage that they can afford. And now they're being told they can't keep it. What you're not picking up, and I am, is the outrage. People are mad. They're incensed about this. And they're going to remember, yes, we're 12 months away from Election Day. But you better believe all the people on individual plans and increasingly on group with your employer are going to wake up to the fact that they need to elect congressmen and senators that are going to get rid of this abomination. And that's what it is. It's socialized medicine where the government says we know best. It's our way of the highway. If you don't like it, shut up. You're stuck with it. You must buy one of these plans, or we're going to fine you. We're going to come after you. We're going to have the IRS after you, fining you. That's not America, folks. That is dictatorship. That is tyranny. And remember, it was Obama who said, some people are going to start calling me a tyrant. You better believe they are. This is the actions of a dictator or a tyrant. And remember, it was the only reason we have this is that for a two-year period, the Democrats had a majority in the House and the Senate. And once the American people discovered what they were up to, they lost their majority in the House, and they're soon to lose their majority in the Senate. Because the vast majority of the American people don't want any part of this. They don't like it. They don't like to be told that they must do anything, and in particular told they must buy a product designed by a government bureaucrat in conjunction and conspiring with some of your largest insurance companies. They don't like that. There's going to be a revolt against it. And what I'm calling for is that you boycott this. You don't buy it. Put the money aside. Are you taking a risk? Yes, you are. Now, obviously, if you already have existing health problems, please, if you have pre-existing conditions, go sign up. Or you have health problems, go sign up. Now, why do I say that? By doing that, you will destroy this plan, Obamacare. But if the healthy individuals in the United States, which is the vast majority, don't sign up, guess what happens? Obamacare will collapse because the insurance companies, they're in business to make money, not lose money. And their only choice will be to jack up the premiums because they're going to have adverse selection and used claims from a risk pool that consists largely of people with pre-existing conditions. Am I saying everybody? No. The people that will be in this pool will be, one, people with pre-existing conditions. In other words, serious health problems that are going to have major claims. In addition to that, you'll have people that are heavily subsidized. Other than that, those are the only two groups that will sign up for Obamacare. The rest either will reluctantly do it, or if they're smart, they'll take the risk and not enroll, and by so doing, kill it. It needs to be eliminated, and that's the way to do it. Vote the bums out, and don't buy this piece of garbage, because it's only going to get worse, folks. If you think it's bad now, in 2 or 3 years, it'll be 3 to 4 times as worse. You are listening to KDUFT Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of anyone at KDUFT, Richland College, or the DCCD.